This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a gentleman we haven't spoken with yet, but we're going to be great friends, I can tell already. Andy Verzosa, he is the executive director of the Stanley Whitman House, and Connecticut Historic Garden Day is today, June 26th from noon to 4. So if you're grabbing your cup of coffee this morning and having a donut or a bagel or whatever it may be, and you're looking for something to do today, the Connecticut Historical Gardens are open. Get out there, enjoy the offerings that they have. They're peppered all over the state, so I guarantee you there's a few of them nearby you. Andy, thank you for joining me this morning.
Sure thing. Thank you, Joey, for having me on your program.
So now, Connecticut Historical Gardens Day, it's a day where, you know, there's multiple historical gardens all over the state. Everyone kind of opens up, lets the public in. There's seminars, there's some have music, some have different things going on. But you're, you know, we'll start centrally located because that's where the radio station is. We're in Farmington, the Stanley Whitman House, your bread and butter, your backyard, if you will. You know, you guys have some stuff coming up. But I also want to get into a little bit of history about the Stanley Whitman House.
Sure, sure. And with Connecticut Historic Gardens Day, it's a really big day for our 15-member group. And I just want to let people know that they can find out more specific information on our website. And if you don't mind, I'll give the website address.
Is no, go okay? ahead.
Okay, so it's ConnecticutHistoricGardens.org, and I'll spell it ConnecticutHistoricGardens.org. And it's a terrific website. We actually have one page on the website dedicated to the event for Connecticut Historic Gardens Day today. And you can go through all of our member listings and you can see what's being offered in the descriptions. It includes, for example, if you have to make a reservation or if you could just drop by. So it'll give you all those particulars as you plan your day. It would be very difficult. I'd be really impressed if someone was able to go to every single site that day. So I would encourage people to, go to the website, see what's being offered, and then kind of map things out for themselves. I think, you know, it's a great opportunity to go to at least 3 to 5 of the sites and then maybe plan another day where you can go to the other sites because all of these gardens are in season and they'll be in season at least until the fall.
It's that lovely time of year where the flowers are out, the birds are chirping, the bees are buzzing. And I mean, I'm looking at the map. There's a little map. If you go to the cthistoricgardens.org site and click on visit, there's a nice little map of all the ones across the state. So you can kind of get an idea where you are near them. And I mean, they span from the northeast corner to the southwest corner of the state and everywhere in between. So there's definitely one or two that you can hit up. You know, or maybe a couple if you're feeling adventurous, hit a couple of gardens, maybe get a little bit of ice cream along the way if that's what you're into. I have no problems with that. But, you know, like I said, there's things going on at so many of these. And unfortunately, in my mind, these gardens, the fact that, you know, the historic, they've kind of fallen out of the limelight. But there's just so many beautiful places to visit across the state.
Well, I think that if you like gardens and if you like outdoor spaces and places, I think you're going to be in for a treat when you visit these sites. You know, during the pandemic, we're in 3 years of the coronavirus pandemic, and our outdoor spaces have basically been museums without walls. So you've been able to go and still learn and get out and about. And, our heritage places outdoors have been a lifeline for a lot of people during the pandemic. So certainly at Stanley Whitman House, we've done a program called A Museum Without Walls, and we have used our gardens, even our cemetery, our historic cemetery in our Village Green, as places for people to experience events and programs and to learn about local history.
And that's one thing I think, you know, with this pandemic seeming to be in our rearview mirror now, that I found it very humbling and exciting at the same time that, you know, people were getting outdoors. They were visiting these places, getting back in touch with nature in the outdoors. So I guess if there's, in my mind, a silver lining that came out of this whole thing, it is that people are remembering that the outdoors has so much to teach us.
Absolutely. And here in New England, I'm originally from Maine, and I moved here to Connecticut. So we're roughly in the same regional area. We in this area know how to make do and you know, meet challenges and go with the flow. So I think I'm really impressed with our 15 members of Connecticut Historic Gardens, that they've been able to pivot. And, you know, we've been able to do Connecticut Historic Gardens Day every year, even through the pandemic. So with these free historic garden tours, demonstrations, programs, entertainment at some of these sites, like I said, it's been a lifeline, so to speak, for people through the pandemic to still engage and still be out, out of the house. And, I'm really psyched to be part of this group, quite frankly. So we all go to the website, check out all the various sites and what they're going to be offering today. And I'll just tell you really quickly, at Stanley Whitman House, we're going to have a historic interpreter who will be demonstrating how to make herbal concoctions and tonics and balms from the different plants that we grow in our dooryard garden in historic gardens at Stanley Whitman House. Mm-hmm. And me, that's pretty exciting. You know, you can try these things, you can learn about them. And at the same time, we'll have our guided tours through the gardens. And we even have what's called an artist intervention. We'll have Barbara Hawes. She's an artist. She'll be on site, and she'll be doing drawings and speaking with people about the process of observation through drawing and making her art. And so that's another perspective of how we might view gardens, particularly at Stanley Whitman House. We really try to have people come to our gardens and experience it through different ways.
And it's a cool thing that, on this day, if you're driven by these places, like I know one of them, the Harkness Memorial State Park, we've been there multiple times, but we've never been able to go into the mansion. And it's those places that, you've driven by, you've seen, oh, that'd be great. I wish I can do this. I wish I can do that. This is the day to kind of really force yourself to get out there and do these things. Because like at Harkness, there's going to be a mansion and garden tour. It's those things that you might not always be able to do, but today's the day to kind of get out to these places and really take in what you've been driving by probably for years and not realizing that, oh, I can stop there and enjoy it and learn at the same time while I'm attending an event.
Sure. And again, on Connecticut Historic Gardens Day, these tours and these sites are all open generally for free or at low cost. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that when you experience a site of one of our members, you're seeing the building in tandem with the landscape. And you're going to learn about how people lived through the gardens and through the house. And so it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's a great, calling card to be able to just kind of drop in for free. There's no, or low cost. There's really no big obstacles. And you can really, most of these sites are open sometimes 10 to 2. We're open, for example, 12 to 5. Go to the site, see when they're open. And, it's really a nice opportunity to visit or visit again. And experience something new.
And that's it. It's something new, but it's something old, and it's something educational, it's historical, and learning how, our civilization became what it is. These were the places that paved the way for us to be able to settle here and understand this area and grow and expand exponentially in different areas.
Absolutely. And, when you're visiting these sites, a lot of these sites have staff, but most of them have a great number of volunteers, and you're going to see some of these volunteers in vintage clothing, in character. They're going to be pretty much complementing their particular site, and they're going to give you, again, a different perspective, a different worldview through their gardens and historic buildings about that particular site. And again, Stanley Whitman House is going to be offering that early period, the 17th and 18th century period, and then you go all the way through to current gardens. So if you go to Florence Griswold, you're going to experience, their garden gang, their volunteers. They'll be in their vintage attire, and they'll be there talking to you about their site, answering your questions, and they may have some freebies. They may have some things that they hand out. You know, be surprised.
Ooh, a little insider knowledge. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, our neighbor, Hillstead Museum, they have a terrific pollinator garden. Mm. And, of course, they have their, you know, renowned sunken garden. And, you know, what I would encourage people to do is, you know, go to the website, cthistoricgardens.org, check out, plot out where you think you might like to go, make sure you check the times, see if you need to make a reservation or if you can just drop in. You know, again, check the COVID protocols. Most of these sites are going to be first come, first serve. There's generally no admission. It's free, or it could be a low cost admission. So just before you go, maybe go to the website, check it out. And then, of course, there's social media. If you know, go to the Facebook page for Connecticut Historic Gardens, and you might be able to get more up-to-date information if you go to any of these particular sites. I know on our Facebook page for Stanley Whitman House, we'll be putting more up-to-date information through the day. You know, we might put up, you know, how people will visit and they'll do selfies, or we'll maybe post something about one of our volunteers talking about a plant. We'll certainly have Dennis Picard. We'll probably later today post something about the tonic he might make at our site. So again, you know, check out online, go to social media, and really plan out your trip today. So we have Bellamy Faraday House and Garden, Butler McCook House and Garden, Florence Griswold Museum, Glebe House Museum, and the Gertrude Giekel Garden, Harkness Memorial State Park, Harriet Beecher Stowe Museum Center, Hillstead Museum, Osborne Homestead Museum and Kellogg Environmental Center, Phelps Hathaway House and Garden, Promisek at Three Rivers Farm, Roseland Cottage, Stanley Whitman House, Thankful Arnold House Museum, Webb Dean Stevens Museum, and Weir Farm National Historic Park. So please come visit one or more of us today. And if you can't make it today for Connecticut Historic Gardens Day, come another time. Most of us are open all through the season, right through to the fall. Some of us are open all year round. Just go to our website, ConnecticutHistoricGardens.org, or see us on our individual Facebook pages, and see when you can come visit us. We'd be delighted to have you visit.
All right. Well, thank you. Enjoy the day. So joining me again this morning, Andy Verzosa, Executive Director of the Stanley Whitman House here in Farmington, right down the road from the radio station. It's Connecticut Historical Gardens Day. Today, June 26th, noon to 4 p.m., you can go to the website, cthistoricgardens.org. That's cthistoricgardens.org. They got a list of all the different activities going on today. And like Andy's been saying, some of them, you know, require registration. Some of them don't. Look, check it out. If there's something that's interested and you want to get to it, you can give them a call this morning to see if you need to register. If the registration's full, it is kind of last minute. But there's so many places to visit today. There's no need to worry about you're not going to be able to make one of them. There is one of them near you. I guarantee it. Get out there. Explore Connecticut. Take the allergy medicine if you need to while you're visiting the gardens. But just get outside and enjoy the great things that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.